Welcome to Stardust Stereo. I'm Parker McFinney. I'm your host. Today is the 7th of October, year 2023. Today we're going to talk about tomorrow's transit of Mars square Pluto. Now this is the push. It is a driven aspect. Mars is at 27 degrees Libra and 53 minutes arc, and Pluto is at the same degree in Capricorn. Mars in Libra, interestingly enough, doesn't really like to fight. It doesn't like confrontation. Libra, by its very nature, does not like confrontation. Even when you should develop this ability to stand up for yourself, which might result in a confrontation. So Mars in Libra is not real comfortable. Pluto, on the other hand, in Capricorn, is very comfortable. Pluto deals with the underground, the unseen energy. Pluto, its very nature is hidden, driven power. So this does indicate that you can discover and call upon your internal resources if you can get over the fact that it's okay to utilize them in a very strong manner when you need to. This transit, by its very nature, is summoning up enormous creative force. But Mars also deals with military, and Pluto deals with covert. So this can indicate covert military action that's a struggle to achieve because the aspect is in a square. Whenever you have squares, you have a struggle. One of the key elements that came to my mind as how this particular transit can be expressed is through a lot of hot air. Libra is an air sign. And Libra also deals with good design. So we could see clearly that this particular transit could indicate an enormous creative resourcefulness. But because Mars rules the military, and because there is a current war going on between Russia and the Ukraine, and because today happens to be Putin's birthday, it leads me to believe that he is going to push the envelope to win at all costs. Alan Oakland, the fantastic master astrologer who crossed just recently, about 2 years ago, used to tag the Mars square Pluto aspect as to win at any cost. But at the same time, Libra rules treaties. And so as I examined this Mars square Pluto chart, and simultaneously looked at Putin's solar return, he is going to forge new treaties, new alliances, new agreements internationally. And this will either give him more power, or there will be a pushback against him. And it will be like a rubbing against a rock. Not pleasant. And when that squeeze happens, he will become aware of those that do not believe to win at any cost is a good strategy. As I did the workup, I thought, well, there's a solar eclipse that happens a week after this particular configuration. This configuration means disunity, striving for unity. The solar eclipse coming up is all about finding unity. So I view this Mars square Pluto as an opportunity for us to get to the table to find the peacemaking. There is certainly an agenda with somebody, somewhere, to have peace instead of war. And if we channeled all of our energy toward a cooperative means to find the middle way, we would also be utilizing this Mars square Pluto, and it could take on a narrative of to win peace at any cost. It doesn't have to be a negative energy. It can be utilized, as any aspect can, in a positive manner. We are also seeing in America a win at any cost divide that is going on with the just departed and coup against Kevin McCarthy as the House Speaker. And with that, we saw the power of unity against a solidified government structure. It was within our parties. This traditional manner of going along is meeting head on against a group of people that within their party that are like, no, 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 we're not going there. And there was a crack in that structure of the GOP that allowed for this coup to happen, for this ousting. The energy is very much about a new, concrete, intellectual plan to push against the old ways. It's like moving a mountain with your mind, making the ultimate chess play. The power of the people split and yet also managed to unite against the status quo. We see this manifesting in the United Healthcare workers that are going up against the corporate power. So people are learning to stand up to corporate power. Pluto in Capricorn is about concentrated corporate power, government power, the elders, the way we've always done it. And we can see by all the unions that have had strikes that the people are starting to go up against that. So perhaps with this particular configuration, we can learn the levels of strength we have in our mental power and how we can put a crack in the old foundations that are not working, that need to be rebuilt. If you are building something right now, you need to pay enormous attention, or if you are rebuilding something, to the old foundation and how stable it is and how you can shore it up. This Pluto energy in an earth sign deals with the foundations of not just buildings or nations, but also your own foundation. How strong is your own constitution? Are there cracks in your basic foundation and strength of the physical, mental, our emotional body? How can you make an opening for letting new information, Libra being an intellectual sign, come in to shore up your own foundation? And of course, we have to mention the earthquake factor, because Mars square Pluto is certainly a big movement of Earth. So are you prepared? Is your structure prepared? And as I mentioned, if you are building or rebuilding a home or redoing a home, you need to pay essential attention to the structural foundation as you also make it beautiful. Because if you make something absolutely beautiful, but it's not standing strong, the facade of beauty will be seen through as it crumbles. Putin is not the only one that will be having the fight of his life. Trump will too as well. Because in this particular Mars square Pluto chart, Venus, which deposits the Mars in Libra. So Mars is in Libra. Venus is the natural ruler of Libra. We look to see where Venus is in the chart. And where is Venus? It's at 29 degrees and 59 minutes arc of Leo. And we had a total solar eclipse running through America in August of 2017 at that degree. And therefore, that period, 2017, will come up for re-examination. For you personally, what were your dreams and wishes in 2017? What great ideas that you might have had were put on the path toward achievement or left on the wayside? This would be an excellent time to give them another shot of B12 to get them going, to resurrect them. That particular Venus at 29 degrees and 59 minutes arc is also sitting on Trump's ascendant, 9 o'clock position on the clock, also called the ascendant. So his finances, as we know, are in big spotlight. I still believe that it's somewhat questionable whether or not he will continue to go for his push for a nomination in the 2024 election. It is also worth noting that our Vice President, Kamala Harris, is a Libra. This Mars square Pluto can indicate some in-house disagreements. It is clear to me she could end up taking over in a temporary situation that is needed. Perhaps Biden has some need for surgery or for some unseen factor at this point, has to take a little break and she takes over, making history. This Mars square Pluto sits right on her birth sun, right smack dab on it. And Mars is in opposition to her moon because she was born on a full moon. It will be creating a T-square in her chart, which is super powerful. And it's dealing with the 5th, the 11th, and the 8th houses. I can see that this will be a transformative moment for her. And she will be very active with Congress. I looked at her upcoming solar return, and that definitely shows a highlight of her strength, that she will be called upon to use her strength. So, of course, this led me to the understanding that she could possibly have to take over power. Maybe not in a forever way, but in a temporary way. We cannot ignore the fact that President Biden is old, and nothing is wrong with being old, but being the leader of America is stressful. And when you get older, handling stress takes so much importance over everything, because stress is a killer. It weakens your immune system. And with that note, I want to mention that it's important that you handle this particular configuration, especially if you're sensitive, in positive ways. Another manifestation of Mars square Pluto in a positive pathway is committing yourself to muscle training to make your body stronger. Mars square Pluto will also deal with our air power. Not just the amount of words we can breathe in and breathe out. And speaking of breathing, doing a everyday ritual of practicing deep breaths will add to your being more positive. Oxygen is a fantastic thing. Ask anybody who's having trouble getting enough of it. America's air power, or air force, will be in full display with this Mars square Pluto. And ironically, this very tense aspect is favorable to America's Mars. There's a trine between the Mars and the Mars square to Pluto and America's birth Mars, which is in Gemini. So if America is in any need to defend itself, you can expect it will be full throttle forward and lots of strong words, but not just words, the power behind the words, because words can be said about anything. Where we really know where truth is how people act. Control is another key word for Pluto, and we're seeing a lot of discussion on the airwaves about misinformation, disinformation. And I just want to put an idea out there. How about you just talk to each other, pick up the phone and call each other and share information and bounce it off and use your critical thinking? There seems to be a lot of legislation floating about and getting passed in some places about controlling the dialogue, control under the guise of misinformation, as if people don't have brains to be able to decipher for themselves what is true, what is outrageous, what is maybe true, what is covered up, or what is so blatantly obvious but denied that you can't ignore it. So talk to each other. Squash any efforts to limit your ability to get information. That's why the Information Act was developed, you know, Freedom of Information Act. They could, before this law passed, they could keep things hidden. Because not every government, even our own, has our best interest at heart. We know that if we read even a little bit of history, or if we reflect on the history that we have lived and what was said and what was done and what was denied, put your brain to work to sift through information and decide for yourself. You don't need a talking head to tell you how to think. Not even me. Any truth will stand tall against questioning. Anytime you're told you shouldn't question, you can bet your sweet bottom that you should. Look to see what you have in common with others where there is strife. And so therefore, it can move toward unity, which in a nutshell is what I see this aspect all about. That we're working out the kinks of where we have disagreement in order to march forward with the promise of the solar eclipse in Libra of unity. It's the breakup before the getting back together, is how I look at this in a positive way. There's bits and pieces of learning how to listen and also speak in order for clarification in your personal relationships, with your neighbors, with your coworkers, amongst nations. Is the world going to be some kind of utopia? No. There's always going to be this tit for tat. But if we take this concentrated energy of Mars in Libra, square Pluto in Capricorn, we can utilize it for talking through the blocks. The Sabian symbol of 27 degrees Libra is a rustic and prettily enticing cottage surrounded by a simple garden, well kept by its owner, a beautiful cedar overshadows one side of the house. Well, I just happen to love that symbol, that little description of the 27th degree of Libra, even though it's almost at 28th. So let's read the 28th degree Sabian symbol. A windmill on a stubby field, which is divided by a stream. A cord binds a small ass to the axle of the windmill. The ass is dozing, ass being donkey. So we don't want to fall asleep during conflict. We don't want to run away from conflict. Ooh, I can't handle it. You know, please find within yourself the truth that you are not going to melt like the Wicked Witch of the West or the East or either, if you learn to stand up for yourself. At one point, you get tired of being a doormat, and so you do find your voice. As this transit of Mars square Pluto works on us individually, let us find the inner strength to give the outer voice and the foot action power, because words without action are meaningless. I'm Parker McFinney. This is Stardust Stereo. I'd like to thank you for listening. I'd like to thank my patrons. You know who you are. If you'd like to become a patron, you can do so at patreon.com/ParkerMcP. And if you become a patron, you will get this podcast and all the others when they are first produced. Otherwise, you have to wait. And feel free to share my podcast with others, because I want everyone to know the beauty of astrology and the strength of being informed. Lest you might forget, I want to remind you, you are made of stardust, so go shine.